lent a friend $10,000 to pay for plastic surgery, but I'll never get it back. I don't know what he looks like now.
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
They say diamonds are a girl's best friend, and dogs are a man's best friend. Guys, if ever you doubt this, try a little experiment. Lock your wife and your dog in the bathroom for half an hour. When you open the door, take note of who's glad to see you. No, don't. Don't you even think for a second of doing this. But these furry little animals sure enjoy our company, don't they? When our dog first arrived, I was going through some tough stuff, and her enthusiasm each morning was a bit annoying. If she could get to my face, she was like a calf at a salt lick. While writing the book Tricks My Dog Taught Me, I asked 300 dog owners, how does your dog react when he sees you first thing in the morning? 61% ticked the box, goes crazy. On any given morning, my dog Mojo put her entire body into the first act of her day, the greeting. First the shake, then the snort, then a leap in the air. When I scratched her sides, she rolled over, stretched out completely, pawed the carpet, propelling herself in circles. One more snort and she was out the door to do her rain dance, three times in a circle, brief squat. Then she charged back to settle in by the kitchen table, where she employed every possible facial feature to guilt me for eating breakfast. Each morning this dog had me at hello. Is there a better way to start your day than with a whole-body greeting? At first her positivity annoyed me. Why? Perhaps I thought, hey, you don't know the bumps I received yesterday, or what I'm up against today. You don't know the warts and bruises I've been nursing in my dreams, or the hurts I've hung on to from childhood. But while being attacked by a little furball, I knew one thing. Right now, it didn't matter. Yes, there was much about my day that I may not have liked, but being morose wasn't going to help me face it. One morning, after sharing some breakfast with Mojo, I happened upon a biography of the amazing Fanny Crosby. Born in Putnam County, New York, Fanny developed inflammation of the eyes at 6 weeks of age. With the family doctor away, another man, posing as a certified doctor, prescribed hot mustard poultices. The treatment left her blind, and the doctor disappeared. A few months later, Crosby's father died. But at 8 years of age, her love of poetry began, and she wrote a short poem that would echo her lifelong refusal to feel sorry for herself. A poem I put to memory years ago. Oh, what a happy soul am I, although I cannot see. I am resolved that in this world contented I will be. How many blessings I enjoy that other people don't. To weep and sigh because I'm blind, I cannot, and I won't. I once joked about reading a book on gravity. I was unable to put it down. But it was true for this book. I read it to my wife in two sittings, marveling at Fanny's tenacity and courage. She wrote more than 1,000 poems, some for presidents, and more than 9,000 songs. Crosby said that without her blindness, she might not have had so good an education, so great an influence, and certainly not so fine a memory. When I lay down the book, I knew I could never be the same. Fanny loved Psalm 107, Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his steadfast love endures forever. I think we can start this day mindful of new mercies and fresh possibilities. Don't lick people or jump on them, but like my dog, let's greet each day with gusto and see where it takes us.
Here at Laugh Again, we combine humor with a deeper purpose. As one listener wrote, Phil, I love your humor and the truths you beautifully incorporate into your stories. This ministry centers on sharing the hope, joy, and truth of Jesus. Our goal isn't just laughs, but turning hearts towards the only one who can wipe our tears for good. Want to join this mission? Support us with a financial gift today at laughagain.us. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.